This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Mali, the homie, playing in the background. It is a runaway love. 15 minutes, it is past 2 on Capricorn FM. Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is always in full swing, man. I go by the name of King Bash. Abute went to stock himself on the last Friday of the month. And welcome to it. And as you know, on the last Friday of every single month, man, it is time for us to introduce you to an artist from the province who is doing exceptionally well, bringing out the music and putting it out there to you, right? If you don't know, now you must know, so that this is the kind of music that you need to put on your playlist, right? We call the segment Limpopo's Next Big Thing. So if you're an artist out there from Limpopo, all you need to do is send through your music. Make sure it's clean if it's hip-hop, right? We call it, send it to, rather, music@capricornfm.co.za. That is music@capricornfm.co.za. But you can also CC Chris at capricornfm.co.za and include hashtag Limpopo's Next Big Thing in the subject line, right? So today is no different. As I mentioned, that I am joined in studio by the one, the only, Mali, the homie. He is a music producer, composer, songwriter, rapper, singer, and DJ. Wow. Yeah, I know. You do it all, ne?
Yeah, yeah. I love the arts, and I'm attracted to a lot of different types of genres. So wow, that's why I find myself mixed within a bit of everything.
You are just a music, if there is ever such a thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, he joins me today. And as you might remember, the song Runaway Love peaked at number 2 in March on the Limpopo Big 5 on the Capricorn Movement with Chris Cheney. So Adventure Family helped me welcome the brother. I was very, very rude. Mali, how you doing, my brother?
Sharp. Thanks for having me, King Bash.
I'm clean. So do you prefer being called Mali, or is it Mali the homie? Which one do you prefer?
Well, a couple of my friends just call me the homie. Yo, the homie.
Oh.
and people, some people call me Mali. It's short for Mali Kutu.
Oh. You know?
So my full name is Mali Kutu.
Mali Kutu.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Okay. So for people that don't know who Mali Kutu is, who Mali the homie actually is, how would you describe yourself to the next person? So,
Describe myself as a loving person. Mm-hmm. I love the arts, and I love chilled places. Like, I love hanging out, go like where the markets, and I don't prefer clubs, I don't prefer the noise. Yeah, so I prefer chilling and hanging out with friends, loved ones.
Oh, okay.
And I love mental stability, talking about mental health and all of that. Yeah, so I'm all about, that's arts, peace, and showing love to the next person.
So you more of that artist that will perform, well, you perform anywhere, anytime, but you prefer, as you say, your markets, but you're a Sunday, relaxed vibes kind of person. Because if you don't like clubs, how are we going to book you, bro?
No, I wouldn't say I don't like them. I feel like because I grew up, my holiday jobs, I worked in a bar and around entertainment.
Uh-huh.
So I find myself, like, I feel like that's work.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
And I do, when I DJ, I DJ deep house. I don't DJ hip hop.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we're on the DJ, when you book me, I play deep house. Wow. Or house. I can play any type of house. I just prefer deep house, yes.
All right. And when did your love for the music start, and when did you start saying to yourself, you know what, Mali, you need to push this music?
From a very young age, from the cassette tapes, I used to record on cassettes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I used to, like, I was the first to have, like, Eminem Decode and DSTV, like, at 99.
Wow.
So I used to steal raps from 50 Cent and say, use them in freestyles. Like, that's mine. You know, because I know no way they'll know that that's from 50 Cent's album, because my dad used to always buy me the album, whoever I like, Andrekele, whoever that I'd play. And then I'd listen to hip-hop with 50 Cent with my dad, odd enough, you know, Dule in the lounge play the CDs he bought me. And then from there, I found myself, because I mimicked it so much, that I found myself, you know. I feel like that's how it is with all arts.
Okay.
Like, especially if you can't pay for school or want for it, like, if you love dancing, we used to watch Stomp the Yard. So
you got served.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so you mimic them, and then through time, then you become your own choreographer. So I feel like through mimicking, I was able to find myself and find my identity through the music.
100%. And I mean, let's speak a bit about, you know, your sound has a lot of, you know, hip hop elements in it. And yes. When you took a decision to go into DJing, as you mentioned right now, that you know what, you don't really DJ, or you don't DJ hip hop, you'd rather do deep house or EDM. But what led you to that decision?
Well, as I said, where I used to getting holiday work, go a talent, né? So okay. I'd have people teach me how to DJ, and I just loved the how chilled and relaxed it is. I think maybe that's also why I don't prefer clubs, because I've deep house. Good at club,
but
so yeah, I found myself loving that, and I feel like I nyago restrict, you know. So
yeah.
I've also produced genres, Jowson and Jabu Brenda Fassi as well.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can learn, study a sound, and then through time be able to compose it.
So let's speak a bit about that, you know, since, you know, you make beats, and as we all know, that beats are very important, right? So, but take me through, you know, the process of a beat making. How does one come up with that? Like, how do you, what inspires you to come up with a certain beat?
Well, with me, I find myself, ideas come to my head, like at random moments, random times. So I'd find myself maybe go grocery store, then I hear a melody, then again your phone, get a recorder. And then later, that's what I build on. I'll play the piano, what I heard, and then I build on that, whether it's keys, hats, and then I loop it, and then from that, a beat comes out.
Wow. And then the writing?
The writing, I don't know, like I'm very confident with the writing. I don't know where it came from. I think it came from me, I don't know, Wu, 50 Cent, Eminem, like I used to listen to the lyricists. Yes, so with Nas, you know, I also loved Professor, like I feel like he's already warina. You know, he's very dope, like in terms of his lingo, his flow, delivery.
Wordplay.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So I find myself attracted to things like that. Like Igarata hip hop gumpo, like that's what I grade you on. I feel like you go tell each other, okay, your wordplay, your delivery, are you monotonous or not?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
right?
So I feel like music is a journey. Like, take me through your movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like it shouldn't be the same from beginning to end.
100%.
Yeah, so.
No, I hear you, man. I really do. Do you think, you know, our province is maybe doing enough to bring out the talent that we have in the province?
I feel like we have a lot of support with King Manada, Wu Makazi. I feel like, yes, we do have a lot of platforms where we are shown love. And I feel like we could have more of that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we could have more people exposed to, without, I don't know, some people feeling there's gatekeeping. Let's really listen to you and then tell you how good you are based off your music and not your followers or likes.
Aha. I like that. We're still hanging out with the brother here. He goes by the name of Mali the Homie. I'm going to play you one of his jams. The name of the song is called Coldest, by the man himself, Mali the Homie, right? And if, in case you just joined us, it is hashtag Limpopo's Next Big Thing. This is where we introduce you to the artists of this beautiful province of ours that are doing exceptionally well, right? And Mali just told me that this song was released today because I see a message that came through from It's Scorpion from Every Host. He's like, would like to ask Mali if he has anything in the kitchen cooking. So he has cooked and he has dropped. He has served us. This is the dish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you dropped this today, man?
Yes, I just dropped this today. Yeah.
Take me through the process. What? You know, something. Take me through the process. What inspired this one?
So, no, this is just about forbidden love. You know, so I loved movies that were like Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
You know, doing what is not normal, you know, what's not, named to be normal. So it was just inspired by that, like about how love overpowers, and if you have it and you go for it, then you end up being happy.
All right.
So that's basically a love story.
No, it's a dope song, man. Congratulations on the drop, right?
Thank you.
So let's speak about, you know, your biggest challenge when you think about navigating the music industry. What has been your biggest challenge?
I would say getting to get the people who make decisions to listen to the music. So you never know, like, where, who do I send it to, or how do I know that they're listening to it, mm-hmm. type of thing. Because I feel like, you know, once you press play, I feel like it's undeniable.
All right. So since, you know, we are, now we are connected, we know these things, right? We try our best to plug you. And I mean, the most or the best thing maybe you might think we can do for you is playing your music, right? So that it can get a wider reach. But we are also connected with the people that inspire people like you, right? And I won't call it a surprise, but it can be, because I've got someone on the line, right? I've got someone right now on the line.
Okay.
And he's a chorus king. He's a guru. He's a hook king. He's my brother. He goes by the name of AB Crazy.
What?
Yo,
what?
AB.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's good, my dog? You nice?
I'm nice. I'm chilling. I hope you guys good too, man.
No, man, we clean. We easy, man.
Yo, what up, AB Crazy?
You should have seen this guy's face when I mentioned that I have you on the line right now.
Oh, yeah.
I know him very well. I'm a fan.
You're a fan?
Yeah.
Oh, no, thanks, man.
Yeah. 1-3-0. So, I mean, you know what? We gave AB your songs, right? Booty and Runaway Love for him to listen to. And come on and just give you some words about your craft and what he thinks about, you know, the songs. AB, the floor is yours, my G.
All right. So, yeah, man, first things first, how you been, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great. Okay. Great.
Okay,
how
cool,
doing,
man. Yeah, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. So yeah, let's get to it. I listened to Booty. Let me just say it's a hip hop track. I like it. I like the flow. I love the identity. You know, that's cool. It's like one of those. It could be an intro. It could be like a filler, an album filler. You know, it's a hip hop song. That's cool. But then, when I listen to Runaway Love, yeah, that's my favorite. You know, like, I like the beat. I think it's amazing. I like the chorus. Your melodies are nice. And I think there is a reason why you put the tag Radio Edit, because, you know, it's just that song. And, you know, just to give you thumbs up on, you know, just keeping it, you know, having that identity, you know, proudly South African, proudly Limpopo, you know, like, I like that. I mean, I think that's what we need right now in the music industry, to just have our own identity and represent where we're from. That's awesome. And so, yeah, the only thing I picked up, though, is that there were certain parts of the song, like the melodies, where you didn't tune them a bit. Like, there are parts where you tune them just a little bit, and then there are parts where, like, you didn't. Like, there's a part that goes "Utan Tarish" or something like that, and then it starts "Shule" or "Shule," something like that. You tune the "Shule" part, but then you didn't tune the other one. So, but it's not that bad. I just felt like you should have just added just a little bit, you know. But overall, man, it's a nice song. That's just me, like, you know.
Sure, thank you.
You know, from a producer, obviously, we're going to find something to criticize. But, yo, man,
of course,
lovely work, man. I like the song. I really like it. I like it, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the feedback, man.
A big shout out to you, AB. But, Mali, do you have maybe a question or two for the brother, AB Crazy? No pressure. I know, it gets a bit hot.
When are you dropping your next joint?
We're just busy mixing and stuff. Right now, we've got a joint that features Nomfundo. So we're just busy in studio and stuff. So when that is done, that's when I can have a date as to when we can drop. But yeah, surely it is coming. Yeah, but look out for more tracks. You know, more features. I've got guys that I've done tracks with, you know, and yeah.
Okay, that's great.
I've been meaning to drop with AB as well. I think I should send you my stuff. Maybe me and you should just drop once and for all, AB.
Yeah, no, let's just do it, man. Why not?
Now we need to do something. Is that all? Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. That's all.
All right.
Yeah.
AB, thank you so much, man, for joining us this afternoon. I really appreciate the time you always take, you know, to just help these young Thundercats that are coming up. It's really a blessing.
My pleasure, man.
Thank you so
much. Pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
Have a beautiful weekend ahead, my brother.
Oh, thanks. You too.
All right.
Cheers, AB.
So how was that?
That was amazing. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, of course. That's how we rock, you know? So let's maybe touch base, before I let you go, touch base on the future. What is next for Mali? You know, what is next What are your future plans? Maybe there are some people that plan ahead, your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan, but maybe where do you want to see yourself in the next 5 years?
Well, I want to see myself, my aim was to create a way to create necessary rhymes to South Africa for our kids, you know, because I feel like we somebody ring around the roses, but we don't know our necessary rhymes to Africa.
Guilty.
So I feel like that's the impact I want to have. I want to focus on Africa and get to be able to be played. You know, I don't really care about the money. I just want to be able to be played.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Don't take that out of your mind.
Of course, it's not out of my mind.
When I hear something like that and I get, you know, goosebumps or even shivers, I know that's a good idea. So you must go through with that. Don't even drop the ball on that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because if it's in your head, if it's something that you feel like we lose, because we are losing it. I actually thought about it. I was speaking to my sister 2 weeks back and I'm like, Banabarena will not even know how to speak Sepedi or whatever because Bona revolela sekgowa
xho. Yeah,
but then we blame the kids for saying what but why less at be Sepedi?
Mara ke rena.
And it's us, you know. But a big shout out to you, man. Thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much for joining us. All the best. And before I let you go, do you have any shout outs maybe?
Shout out to my mom, shout out to my daughter, shout out to my girlfriend, shout out to everyone that supported me, Morale. Sorry if I missed out a name, but my mom has been great with allowing me to take time to do this.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate her. And just shout out to everyone that could press play when I send a link.
Yeah,
I know there's a lot of artists out there, and you taking the time just to press play is all the support I need.
Oh man, that is exactly what we need to hear right now. But you're all the best with your music. I'm gonna drop Booty right now. I'm so excited about it. I like the song so much. Where can people find your music? Where can people connect with you on the socials?
On the socials, Miley _ the homie on Instagram. And on Facebook, Malikutu Ramashala.
Find me there. And you heard the brother, man. And that's how we rock it. That's how we leave it. Or that's where we shall leave it, rather.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.